Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. What say you, man?
I think it's possible. And I don't think it's just, you know, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all don't either. There's not one reason why anybody looks at, you know, there's multiple reasons.
Okay, you know, bring up another one.
Oh, shit.
I'm just bringing up examples, bro. Feel free to insert your example of why somebody couldn't look at you.
We hit it on enough.
Hey, we ain't beat him up enough. Let's go.
Take this one.
Wait. I do want to put this in there.
Uh-huh.
Let me go ahead and read a couple of these.
All right, go ahead. Oh, okay.
And the reason why I'm doing this is because, newsflash, everybody, stay tuned. There's going to be part 2 and 3 to this.
All right. So Rafiki is about to read a random... a response that he asked some people and randomly pick one and read it out, Rafiki. Rafiki asked somebody, hey, can you look in the mirror? And this was their response.
So this individual responded, yes. And then I asked a couple other questions. I can't remember the question I asked this particular person. And they said, I can myself for the perfectly imperfect imperfection that I am. And then they also said they look back to see where they actually came from when they're looking into the mirror. So that was a short, sweet, simple one.
Wait. Stay right there. Did you say I look at myself in the mirror for the perfectly imperfect imperfections that I am?
Mm-hmm.
What you think about that, man?
Maybe they're looking. They are actually looking for the good and the bad, and that's what kind of what I'm getting from it.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it because hey, I get a rap negative, but that's why I asked you first, mental. Looking for the perfectly imperfect imperfection. That kind of gave me sort of a negative connotation. Like, hey, I'm pointing out all my flaws and then trying to love those flaws. But in all actuality,
In all actuality,
would you actually be noticing them as flaws if you was really, truly accepting it?
Well, see, I kind of look at this right here when I hear the words perfectly imperfect. I'm looking at that they are accepting who they are through all aspects. Because if you remember correctly at the beginning, that's what this is about. Healing. They're accepting all aspects of who they are. Your famous quote, know thyself, balance thy energy.
So
to me, that's someone that is knowing who they are.
Rafiki, I got two skinned up elbows and some knees that got skint up by playing football and being a running back. When I look in the mirror, that shit don't even come to my consciousness, dog. Hey, your elbows are imperfect, but love them anyway because you got scarred up playing football.
We don't know what that individual is actually.
I'm just thinking logically. I'm just thinking about that answer, bro.
Understandable.
You do people. This is another thing. There is a underlining message to sentences and thought, man.
Could that possibly be like a cop out to not wanting to do work? Because one, you know, going back to, you know, being programmed into this program, right? We was told that we are not perfect, right? You know, we were told that you'll never be perfect. There's only one perfect being, and you're not it, right? So if that's already in my subconscious that I'm not perfect and I'm accepting my imperfections, you know, I mean, I just think that's a cop out because, you know, you should always try to be better. If you see that you got some flaws or some imperfections, if it's not fucking some scars that you just can't make go away, but on some emotional stuff, like, hey, this is how I am. People got to deal with it. No, you should work on some shit.
Damn, Mental, I wasn't there with it, but I could see what you're saying with that too. Hey, this part of me is imperfect, and I'm gonna just love it instead of working on it.
Yeah.
Ouch. Wee. I didn't. Ooh, wow. I didn't see it like. Ooh. Anyway, Rafiki.
Hang on one second.
We got it. Me and Mental take this part.
So, this individual.
Hey, y'all. What the opinions that was just expressed belong to me and Mental. Rafiki, that had nothing to do with Rafiki's opinion on.
And that was a no person. Sorry. That comment came from.
Yes. Just
the comment itself.
Yes. The comment itself. Not you personally.
So this one here, I didn't want to do this one just yet. But since you brought something out, and you'll see why, I chose this one to do. So this person, they couldn't tell me live, you know, on my live stream. So I allowed them to privately send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was proposed a question, can I truly look into the mirror? I'm still trying to figure that out because every time I look, I'm being reminded of my pain, heartbreak. Also, the people that have left me behind. I'm being reminded, looking in the mirror, that I love and I have lost. I can't look because my heart hurts too much. Looking at the heaviness I carry on my back. I hate my reflection. Then I remember and I look. And I see my father's eyes, my mom's smile. And I am reminded that I am made of love. And through God's eyes, I am not alone. And I'm not forgotten. If I can take anything from this, it's to not allow the weight of the world to get you to lose yourself. Sometimes you need to take a step back before you sink or swim or feel the waters a little bit. Simply learn to let go and the laws of God and the universe won't leave you behind. I promise you, I have been through some heavy stuff that I thought would break me with trust. I had to lose in order to figure out what I don't see is that I am strong, confident woman. I have grown astronomically for that I can look in the mirror and say this whole time I was not lost. I just need to actually look in the mirror and realize Michael Jackson was right as it starts with the man in the mirror.
Mental, do you have any response?
No, that sounds like a person that truly is in the process of looking in the mirror and healing from the shit.
Well, it's I could have a long answer or I could have a short answer. Which one you want, Rafiki?
Whatever one you want to do, pal.
I just asked you, Libra pick.
you know what? I'm going to be difficult. It wouldn't be Rafiki if I wasn't. Give us both. Give us the long version, then give us the short version.
The short version is Rafiki. One of the things that you talk about a lot that people need to do, and from the beginning of what that person said, it seems like they haven't done it, which is shadow work. That's the short answer.
Notice you said seen.
Huh?
Notice you said the word seen. Seemed to me maybe they have and maybe they haven't.
Well,
so you're assuming that the person did it. But when you go down a little bit further, you can see that the person actually starting to do.
I'm just saying, what do I hear? Starting and completing are two different things. And what does Paul say here? Hey, somebody needs to do some shadow work. Why? Now, I could tell you the why, if you want. That would be the long answer.
Go ahead, just hear it.
Because if you look, go back to the beginning of it, the reasons why they struggle. Hey.
Or is it reminding of the scars?
Reminding them of scars of stories.
You know what I hear? But do you know what I actually hear out of this one here?
Wait, no. Rafiki, let me finish first.
Okay. I'll sip on my
tea. You said you wanted the long. This is why I said, hey, which one you want, the short or the long? I'm giving you the long. And now here's the long. If you go back to the beginning of it, it talks about, hey, I struggle because of this, 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 and this. These are aspects of stories that I hear. And I know, hey, if somebody does the shadow work, what's at the end of shadow work, Rafiki? What do I know that's at the end of the shadow work? Hey, you will be able to look in the mirror and face that shit, because you will, after doing the shadow work, you will see reasons that you had to go through some of that shit. And not only that, you will start falling in love with your story. Now, hey, if you can't look in the mirror because of your story, hey, you got some work to do, because your story is a beautiful story that you need to fall in love with. It's not a story. Yeah, that you went through some stuff and all of that, but it's a beautiful story. If you do the work and truly change. Hey, here's another thing I wrote down. She said something that I said in the episode of I Am Astrology Readings, Change. I forgot the episode number. It wasn't too long ago. Sometimes I said, you remember this question? If you heard is it best to take one step back to go two steps forward? Didn't that person mention that in what you read?
Something similar to it, but not exactly.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
I know.
It's a theme that they was hinting at. Hey, taking a step back is actually stepping back and looking at the shadow stuff. And not only doing the shadow work and all that, coming to acceptance. And then the knowing this
person was actually saying no, they can't look themselves, and they was giving the reasons why they could.
Yeah, and now I'm giving the reasons what I hear, why I hear they can't.
Because some of the shadow work, like you said, that I could be talking about.
Yeah, but it goes back to Rafiki. It goes back to, hey, people don't realize how much. There's underlining meanings to sentences and things that they say that people can extract from that. Yeah, that's what she said, but what did I hear? What did I hear? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, Same style, 3 minutes, about your chart. You can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.